This week, a 17-member advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration voted unanimously to recommend the approval of the first ever rapid, over-the-counter, completely in-home HIV test. The FDA has approved other HIV test kits that are designed for at-home use before. Those tests, though, involved sending a blood sample into a lab for results. This new test kit, it's called the OraQuick In-Home HIV Test, simply requires a mouth swab and a 20-minute wait to get your results. The FDA will make a final decision on whether or not to approve OraQuick later this year. And joining us now to discuss, Art Kaplan, professor of bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. Nice to talk to you again, Art.
Hey, Celeste, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, about one-fifth of a million or so HIV carriers in the U.S. don't know that they are infected. So to that extent, having an in-home test is a good thing, right?
I think it is a good thing. Overall, we have way too many people who don't know they're infected, and they account, people think, for about 70% of the new infections every year. So presumably, if you know you're infected, you'll change your behavior. You will cut back on the number of new cases, and a home test kit, you know, getting that information out with so many people not knowing that they actually are infected, overall, got to be a good thing.
But why would we think that a home test kit would get more people informed of whether or not they have HIV? Are people that reluctant to go in and get tested?
They are. There's a lot of stigma, a lot of fear. People are ashamed, or in some instances, they're just going to say, you know, I don't like going to the doctor. I may not have a doctor. Those can all be factors that get in the way. If we had better primary care access in this country, we'd probably see more HIV testing. I've argued it would be fine if your dentist did routine HIV testing, but we don't have that. What we've got is still a disease that's pretty stigmatized, so the home testing appeals to many.
All right, so having established that the OraQuick in-home HIV test is basically a good thing, let's now get to what you called at MSNBC.com the big ethical holes in this test kit. What are the ethical holes here? What's the problem?
Well, one problem is accuracy. So this test is probably 93% accurate. That's pretty good, but it means if you're going to test 50,000 people, then about roughly 7,000 or so are going to come out thinking either I had a negative result and I'm okay, or I had a positive result and I'm infected when they're not. So we have right away an accuracy issue. The test, when you do it at home, doesn't get you into a conversation with anybody about the accuracy of that test. And putting it simply, you need to follow up a positive early quick test result with a blood test that is just as easy to do, but is going to go into a lab and has more accuracy. So accuracy, problem there. Other big issue. I hate to put it this way, but you need to have somebody yelling at you when you get an HIV test. Let's say I come in and I've been doing risky things and I get a negative test. Well, I still think, hey, I'm okay. I can keep doing my risky things, that risky sexual behavior, risky use of needles. I'm dodging this bullet. Well, you know, maybe next month you won't be so lucky. There is no counseling. There is no, if you will, finger wagging that's coming along with a home test kit. I think nobody likes that speech about knock off the risky behavior, but I think it ought to be mandatory with a home test kit.
And yet, if that speech is part of what's keeping people from getting tested, maybe we should put less emphasis on the speech.
Well, I think the speech is somewhat of a discouragement, but it really is the key both to understanding accuracy and to getting behavior change. You don't want people, you know, I'm reminded, you've been talking about obesity this morning. A bathroom scale is a pretty good weapon against obesity. It tells you things. But a lot of people look at it and either say, I'm doing okay, I can keep eating the donuts, or, well, I got a problem, but I'm ashamed, or I don't know what to do. It doesn't get you to necessarily lose weight just getting the result. And the same thing is true of a home test kit. You need somebody to work with you, presumably. I'm talking about hectoring you, but at least educating you, cajoling you, persuading you, getting you to the behavior change is going to cut back on your risk. So testing, that's great. But I would say, you know, one idea is, hey, if you're going to use the home test kit, how about a $25 rebate if you call the 800 number and let them give you the explanation and the speech about how to, you know, cut back on your risk?
Okay, but to that extent, not all doctors give, in fact, very few doctors actually hector their patients about their weight. Does everyone who goes in for an HIV test also get that speech that you're talking about? Does everyone get, I guess, guidelines or scolding about risky behavior?
Well, I think they get more likely to get the HIV speech than they are the let's lose weight speech, although weight has been improving in recent years in terms of doctor and nurse educational efforts. It's higher with HIV. I mean, it really has become part of the routine. You give the test, you talk about the results, you talk about what to do to cut back on your risk. It's just kind of become the standard of care for that style testing. So I think it's better there. Again, home testing, okay, you find out something, and that's important. But I think linking it back to counseling, finding some way to encourage that, incentivize that, boy, that really would fill in a big hole here.
We're speaking with Art Kaplan, who's professor of bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. And we're talking about the OraQuick in-home HIV test. And we should say that the new incidences of HIV infection have declined, right?
Yes, they have. They've dropped, although holding pretty steady now year after year. It's basically been about 50,000 new cases a year for 5 years each year. So we kind of hit the wall on that one.
So perhaps it could be argued that an in-home test like this could actually get us off this plateau.
I think it can help. I think it's not going to be the magic bullet. I think if you can get the counseling and the information linked up, even a little bit of that, let's try and control your behavior speech and what to do, I think that would get us further down the road. So I'm for it, but I'd like to see that finger wagging a little bit in the background.
All right. Well, that's what we kind of expect from a bioethics professor, right? Yes, but. Art Kaplan, professor of bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks so much, as always, Art.
Thanks for having me.
We'd love to get your opinion on this. Would you take the in-home, the OraQuick in-home HIV test yourself? And do you think it should come with, as Art Kaplan says, a scolding if it's necessary? 877-8-MYTICKER. You can post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
Art should do a scolding video.
Yeah, he could, like a ringtone.
He'd love it.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.